Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Deborah Becker. Prisons have to have tight security, and they have to strictly follow rules about searching people who come inside. But when might those searches go too far?
Patty DeJunis, an attorney with Sibison and DeJunis, was trying to visit a client at MCI Norfolk last month when her underwire bra set off the metal detector. This happens frequently, according to other female attorneys.
But what followed, DeJunis says, was an ordeal. She was asked to lift her shirt and shake her bra in front of a female correctional officer to search for potential contraband. DeJunis promptly filed a complaint with the State Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, and earlier this week, the department wrote back to DeJunis saying that any future searches will not include asking a visitor to shake out a bra. DeJunis joins us in the studio to talk about this. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So first off, can you tell us what happened when you went to MCI Norfolk last month?
Sure. I got there and waited along with the other visitors to be brought in. I went through the metal detector. It's my usual practice before I even go through to say I've got an underwire bra on. I'm not sure if I did it that day, but that is my usual practice. And it alerted in the area of my bra. And so I immediately stepped over to the side, signed the consent book for a hand scanner search. And both the male guard and the female guard were satisfied that it was my underwire bra that had caused it. And they were about to wave me through when the shift lieutenant had called them up to the front desk and ordered them to ask me for a pat search. And they actually disagreed. I think that they told him that they were satisfied that it was a bra issue. He overruled them, and I was asked to comply with a pat search, and I refused.
And a pat search is basically someone pats you down, essentially.
By definition, a pat search is with, usually they do it with gloves on the back of their hands through the clothing. Mm-hmm. So any time that you are asked to remove or move an article of clothing to expose a part of your body that you would normally expect to be private, such as your undergarments or flesh, my stomach, that is considered to be a pat search. A strip search, not a pat down search.
Okay. So you refused the pat search?
I did initially. And then when I was told that my choice was to leave the premises or comply, I agreed to a pat search. I'd already been there for almost 2 hours at that point. When I went to sign the consent book, I said that I'm agreeing under protest that I was told all female attorneys wearing underwire bras had to consent to this, and I believe that was illegal. And I agreed then to let the officer pat me down, and the first thing she said was to lift my sweater. And it took me a moment for it to sink in when she said, you know, pull my bra away from my body and shake it. And I said, absolutely not. That's a strip search. And no way.
Mm. Has this happened to you before?
No.
No, never. But you've heard from other women since that this is something that's happened.
I have. And I've heard it from women who were wearing all cotton sports bras purchased specifically to avoid this type of situation. They were still made to expose their undergarments. This has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm. And so let's go back to you notifying the Executive Office of Public Safety, saying this is what happened. I don't believe this is appropriate. And what did you exactly say to them?
Well, I said that, you know, I had a number of concerns. First was that the guards who were at the metal detector were satisfied with my response, that the lieutenant nevertheless overruled them. And when I said, you can only ask me for a pat down if there's an unexplained source of metal, and I've explained to you, as have they, he said, well, I don't personally know that you're wearing an underwire bra, so it's unexplained to me. And that is such an abuse of discretion. He wasn't there. He wasn't there when the metal detector went off, when the wand went off. And I said, you know, what you asked me to do was a strip search, not a pat search. And this is illegal. I've heard that it's happened before, and this has to stop.
So my understanding, there was a lawsuit about this at one point against state correctional facilities by female attorneys for a similar issue.
That's true. Back in the 1980s. And as a result of that, there was a temporary restraining order, and the Department of Corrections then issued the regulations, which are still in effect today.
Okay. So now you wrote to the Department of Public Safety. You said, this is what happened. You've gotten a response.
I have. I received a response on Monday.
And the first part of that response says that, you know, the department has to take steps to protect the facility. It says, in the past, there have been instances in which visitors, including attorneys, have attempted to introduce contraband. So what would be the best way to sort of balance those concerns about not allowing potential contraband into a correctional facility and making sure that attorneys can see their clients?
Well, I understand the security concerns, and I think that they're valid, generally speaking. And that's why the U.S. Supreme Court has said, you have a diminished expectation of privacy when you step onto prison grounds, but you don't leave your Fourth Amendment protections at the door. So they can search under a less strict standard than, say, the police would if they had pulled you over or something like that. But there are still standards that have to be met. And the Department of Corrections has issued two sets of regulations, one set which pertains to attorneys, the other set which pertains to everyone else. And these regulations, they acknowledge that we're there to serve a constitutional function. We're there to work. And so the regulations already address these concerns. And there are some states that require, if a prison guard is going to put his or her hands on an attorney, there has to be a particularized reasonable suspicion. They've got to say to me, we think you've got something, and this is why we think that. And only then can they put their hands on me. So the Massachusetts Department of Corrections doesn't recognize that standard, and I think that may be something that we'll have to turn to the courts for.
Will you? Are you thinking about legal action?
I am thinking about it. There are some less drastic steps that I'm taking in the short term. The Attorney General's office, the Civil Rights Department, is now interviewing other attorneys who've been in similar situations. I'm hopeful that that investigation will lead to something. I've requested documents from the Department of Corrections about other attorney searches, and the Massachusetts and Women's Bar Association have already spoken up publicly on this, and I'm meeting with some additional organizations in the short term, and there may be some collaborative effort to address this short of litigation.
You actually went through a corrections officer training program.
I did.
So tell me what you think is the motivation here. Is it overzealous searching? Is it fear? Is it malicious intimidation? What do you think's happening?
I think there's a number of things. In my experience in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, there is a prevailing attitude that inmates are scumbags. And I think that, and I'm not saying that is the prevailing attitude in Massachusetts, but I think it is a factor with at least some of the guards. And I think some of that dislike transfers onto us because we're there to serve them. I think there's intimidation going on, sure. I can't speak to all the reasons, but those come to mind.
All right. Patty DeJunis, an attorney with Sibison and DeJunis in Boston. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.